Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Without Messiah Jesus, there is no forgiveness of sins, no eternal life, no home in heaven. Yes, the unbeliever looks back at his guilt, his sins, and forward to his death with despair. But there is good news. Messiah Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and raised the third day according to the Scriptures. You can have eternal life in Messiah Jesus, an eternal home in the new heavenly Jerusalem. My friend, there is hope for each one of us. Christians can be grateful for the hope of heaven which they have through Messiah Jesus our Lord. Because of him, hope is one of the things which abides. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. We look beyond this life to the time of the revealing of the sons of God, when in heaven there shall be the redemption of our bodies. For in hope were we saved. But hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for that which he sees? But if we hope for that which we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Romans chapter 8, verses 19 and following. The Apostle Peter has stated some of the reasons for our hope, the object of our hope, the security of our hope, and the present influence of our hope. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy begot us again unto a living hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who by the power of God are guarded through faith unto a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been put to grief in manifold trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold that perishes, though it is proved by fire, may be found unto praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom not having seen you love, on whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice greatly with joy unspeakable and full of glory, having received the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Heaven, for which we hope, is an inheritance which will be received by the faithful children of God. There is nothing which we can do in order to merit or to earn eternal life, because no man has done all God required all of the time. Galatians chapter 3, verse 10. Were it not for God's great mercy, we would be crushed by the burden and guilt of our sin, and doomed to die without hope. Although there is nothing we can do to earn or merit life eternal, there is something we must do to become children of God, and to remain faithful children, that we may inherit eternal life. We must undergo the new birth, in accepting Messiah Jesus, through faith being born again of the water and the Spirit, John chapter 3, verse 5. And in Messiah we are to live the new life in which faith works through love, Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Heaven is the inheritance of the children of God, for they are joint heirs with Christ. If children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified with him. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. What are some of the reasons for our hope mentioned by Peter? Messiah Jesus and his credentials constitute the foundation of our hope. We have every reason to accept Jesus as the Messiah, Mashiach, the Son of God. Peter mentions some of these credentials of Messiah. The first credential is that Messiah Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament predictions, the prophecies concerning his life, his work, his death, his resurrection, and his reign at God's right hand. So we have the word of prophecy made more sure, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Yes, the credential, the second one we wish to look at, is the resurrection. We have been begotten again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. The resurrection did not make Jesus the Son of God, but he was raised because he is God's Son, and death could not hold him. Acts chapter 2, verse 24. Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Romans chapter 1, verse 4. The resurrection was a divine demonstration and declaration that Jesus is Savior and Judge. Acts chapter 17, verse 31. The resurrection was prophesied in the Old Testament book Isaiah chapter 53, verses 10 through 12, and testified to by credible eyewitnesses. Acts chapter 2, verse 32. These eyewitnesses who were in a position to know whether he was raised and were honest enough to tell the truth, even though it brought them into conflict with the authorities of their day and ultimately led to a martyr's death for most of them. We can be confident of the heavenly hope, for Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the good news, the gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. The third credential is that the apostles and even enemies of Christ were eyewitnesses of Christ's miracles. The apostle Peter said to the men of Jerusalem, "You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God unto you by mighty works and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, even as you yourselves know." Acts chapter 2, verse 22. The apostles were also eyewitnesses of Christ's majesty when he was transfigured before them on the mount, and when he was taken up into heaven. Truth, not cunningly devised fables, had been preached by the apostles concerning Jesus the Messiah. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 19. These and other credentials of Jesus the Messiah assure us that he was sent from God and now reigns at God's right hand in heaven. Therefore, all our hopes based on him shall be fulfilled in the future. The salvation found in Messiah was long ago prophesied by the Old Testament prophets of God, and it was confirmed by the various miracles wrought by the apostles when they revealed and preached this gospel to men. Heaven is the object of our hope. We have been begotten again unto a living hope, which involves an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. How is this inheritance described? It is incorruptible, in that it is not subject to decay and destruction. Christians are those who have been begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible through the word of God which lives and abides. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. We are begotten unto an incorruptible inheritance, an eternal inheritance. The inheritances of this world are subject to decay. Jesus said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth consume, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. What is the present influence of our hope? Those who have the hope of heaven should keep up the pilgrimage of faith, no matter how difficult the way. The way leads to the heavenly home. Therefore, even though times be dark and others despair, let us not faint and quit, but press on in the assurance that this time of tribulation and difficulty will not last, and we shall enter into the salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. We should recognize that it is worth so much to go to heaven, and that all cost is as nothing when compared with the reward that shall come. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Do you have that hope? This hope is for those in Christ, in Messiah. Have you put on Christ in baptism through faith? If not, put him on today and live in the light of that eternal hope that someday you may be with God and all the redeemed of all ages in the heavenly New Jerusalem. Listen to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized, immersed in Christ, have put on Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Put your faith and trust in Jesus the Messiah. Turn from your sin and be immersed into Christ, buried in water with him, that your sins may be forgiven, and then raised up out of the water to a new life, to live the Christian life. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free book about the evidences of God, or a free Bible course, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh, sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows
are gathering, death warning's coming, coming for you.